Beacon Press Audio presents Craft and Conscience, How to Write About Social Issues by Kavita Das. This audiobook is narrated by Lynette R. Freeman, published by Beacon Press Audio, 2022. To the social change agents who risk much to change the way we think and act by speaking out and marching forward, and most importantly, by modeling a better society. To the writers, who take us on journeys, within and without, through their wondrous imaginations and words. And to those, like me, who straddle these two realms, fervently believing that writing can and has changed the world. A quote from Jericho Brown, from Love the Masters, in The Racial Imaginary, Writers on Race in the Life of the Mind. Every poem is a love poem. Every poem is a political poem. So say the masters. Every love poem is political. Every political poem must fall in love. A quote from Zane Jukadar, from Small Acts of Creation, on the short story and the novel, in Bird's Thumb, Right Here, Right Now. Every act of creation begins with a first impulse that things could be different. Small acts catalyze movements and monuments, placing a single word or stone on another until a larger structure emerges. This, too, is how we write. Forward. Before we have the words for understanding the systems we live in, before we can track the relationship between social change and social justice, we have our own acutely observing bodies and our ever-present desire to be part of the group. Humans, we know, have evolved to be social animals, an early need to band together against predators and elements, becoming the desire to build complex communities, hold collective grief, warm ourselves with shared laughter and stories. Our instinct to bond is so deep that sometimes observing what keeps us apart from the group can feel like paving the path to our own exile. What will happen to us if we dare call attention to the parts of the system that benefit some at great cost to others? Will it be received as an act of sabotage, or selfishness, or fragility? Will we find ourselves discredited or, worse, banished? And if so, how will we face that wilderness alone? The last decade in the U.S. has been marked by fervent calls for change and equally fervent calls to squash, smear, and exile those seeking it. Systems that have long operated to benefit few at the expense of many, patriarchy, white supremacy, capitalism, are being named and shamed, which is to say, recognized as deeply unfair and challenged to evolve. Along with calls for accountability have come a slew of insults targeting those who demand it. They've been labeled everything, from traitors for sabotaging, to parasites for being selfish, to snowflakes for being fragile. While the accusations are unsurprising, they're also telling in what they seek to undermine, namely the growing compassion, clarity, and solidarity between so many disparate groups. It's easier to label someone a special snowflake and tell them to go home if they don't like it here. It's much harder to tell many equals, with lives every bit as precious and valuable as your own, to keep suffering in their own home so you can thrive. Doing it while calling it life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness for all? Impossible. While it might seem silly to think that a well-written essay or an op-ed could possibly offer anything helpful in the face of all this, the power of words to challenge, to illuminate, and yes, to help, cannot be overstated. We can't fight against what we can't see, nor can we coalesce around a shared problem when we don't know how it touches and implicates each of us. and none of us can fix a broken system alone. Think of this book as a sure step toward understanding how words can become community and contribute to change. Each of the pieces contained within it have walked us toward a formerly murky corner of oppression and allowed us to clearly see all its working parts, including, in some cases, our own complicity. Through deft assessment, sound reasoning, and daring imagination, they show us not only what we have endured separately, but how we might realign ourselves into collective thriving. It's a particular kind of help this book offers, then, a possible map through the wilderness, as well as a revelation of how many of us already live here together, deep in the work of building a better home. Mira Jacob. Introduction. I came to writing gradually, yet all at once. I had been working in social change for several years, and during that time, two forces simultaneously pulled me to writing. I increasingly began to believe in the importance of writing about the issues I was working on in a way that reached hearts and minds, whether it was raising awareness of breast cancer, addressing challenges faced by returning veterans and their families, or pushing for greater racial justice and equity. In parallel, I became interested in creative writing, taking classes, and joining a longtime writing group, but held no aspirations to be a writer. As I wrote more and more opinion editorials, op-eds, and letters to the editor about the issues I was dedicatedly working to address in my career, I was also writing, workshopping, and publishing stories, often inspired by my own experiences and my need to make sense of them. Even though I saw these two forms of writing as completely separate, with little overlap, one professional and one personal, they were both fed by my motivation and commitment to social change, as well as my desire to express myself artistically. And now I understand they were feeding each other. Writing and social change work are both about transformation. Deeply affecting writing brings about personal transformation through subtle shifts in awareness, perspective, and empathy. Meanwhile, social change work, as its name suggests, is built around changing systems, policies, and culture to address injustices and improve lives. Writing about social issues, therefore, sits at the intersection of writing and social change work. When writing about social issues is effective, it has the power to spark a personal transformation that feeds into collective social and cultural transformation. When I made the decision to leave my nearly 15-year career in social change because I felt compelled to write a life story of an overlooked woman of color artist, it seemed sudden and drastic. Although the worlds of social change and writing seemed far apart, I came to realize they are connected by writers like me, who view social issues as inextricably linked to their artistic endeavors. Since I jumped into writing full-time without an MFA in creative writing or an MA in journalism, intent on writing about issues I believed in deeply while also developing myself as a writer, I sought to connect with and study the work of writers who consistently engage social issues in their work. I wrestled with the question, is it possible to write about a social issue in a way that is compelling while doing it justice? Writing about social issues for various outlets and reading and examining the work of other writers confirmed for me that it is possible to write compellingly, yet with integrity. To do so requires that the writer be clear about their own motivations for writing about an issue, as well as who they are trying to reach and what their hopes are for their work out in the world. I created the class Writing About Social Issues several years ago because it was the class I wish I'd had as an emerging writer, a class where I teach key lessons, reflections, frameworks, and considerations for writing effectively about social issues. I've been so inspired by the work of my students on and off the page. They come from a diverse array of identities and experiences.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?